This is Sharon Wolf bringing you the third in an ongoing series of pieces looking into local issues surrounding conservatorships and the information you need to help your loved ones. The segments are available at KMUD News on SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com along with my notated copies of the public records from the case file. I have provided some of the background information in the conservatorship petition I filed for my mom, the elder financial fraud committed by a prominent local attorney, and the willful ignorance of the Humboldt County Superior Court, Probate Division. The court has affirmatively chosen to ignore its most fundamental charge of equal access to justice and protection of the vulnerable. Why, is the question, and I hope that others in Humboldt County, and particularly any candidates for district attorney, begin to demand answers to that question. There's another question that needs to be answered. Why are we doing what we are doing to publicize this case and bring as much attention to the documentation as possible? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to simply give up and allow the previously unknown nephew of Mom's fifth husband and his attorney to get away with the fraud? The court has already ruled against my petition and ignored the documented wishes of my mom and her husband Ron when they rubber-stamped the fraudulent documents. So why are we doing this? For a lifelong paper pusher like myself, the documentation that has been submitted to the court by attorney Chris Johnson Hamer and her client Roland Royce Mendonca Jr. are the equivalent to a smoking gun. The fraud is blatant, and it was well documented by attorney Hamer, who knew, without question, that her filed paperwork would never be scrutinized by the court. I pulled all of the documentation that attorney Hamer had filed, under penalty of perjury, mind you, and I put all of her dates into one timeline. All of their actions to date were clearly spelled out for the court, along with all of the elements necessary to prove elder financial fraud as well as professional misconduct. None of it mattered to the court, however, as we don't have a local connected attorney on our side, and an in pro per person simply doesn't exist in the Humboldt County Courthouse. But again, why are we doing this? What we have experienced in the probate court appears to be standard practice. There is nothing personal about any of it. The local attorney and her client don't know any of us. This is simply routine. The rubber stamping of fraudulent documents also appears to be routine, which should set off alarm bells everywhere. In a related story of local routine fraud, my family purchased a home in Riodel in 2003 using the first-time homebuyers program that was being administered by the Redwood Community Action Agency at the time. I won't spend time going into the details of our experiences, but you can read about it in the 2004-2005 Humboldt County Grand Jury Report. The fraud wasn't personal. It had nothing to do with us at first, actually. It was just the way they ran the program. We could have gone the easy route and settled quietly, but that would have been immoral, in our opinion. Similar to this situation, we had the documentation cold and could prove the allegations. To walk away quietly would be to allow the fraud to continue against other families, and that wasn't something we could live with. We were in a unique position with the documentation to push the issue with the state, and we did what we could to force a change in that program. We created the RioDelTimes.com in 2005 to provide an avenue for public information about the city council, which we had discovered was sorely lacking. As a part of that, we are provided information by local whistleblowers on occasion, which is how we learned about an internal investigation report into the Public Works Department, which had been quietly buried. We were in a unique position to do something about it. So we fought the city for years to get that scathing report released publicly. The city spent over $35,000 in attorney fees to try to keep that report buried. It's now posted at theriodeltimes.com as well. This is who we are, and it's why we fight the good fight when we have to. There are times in your life when you have to make a choice that defines who you are and the lessons that you pass down to your children. It isn't easy, but it's the only worthwhile way to live your life, in my opinion. I'm doing my best to make Mom proud of me and hopefully do some good for other people at the same time. Is this how we are going to treat our elders in Humboldt County? And is that acceptable to you? So we continue to fight, and publicize the documentation in this case. We will continue to advocate loudly for local and state actions to protect the civil rights of the residents of Humboldt County, even if they can't afford a high-priced local attorney. Your civil rights shouldn't be dependent on your bank book, at least in theory. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the other segments from this series and the notated public records posted at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.